Kof Ches Teves, Monday the 15th of January, Rabbi Eli Benvenisti, the halachic topic being Hilchas Krishma. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored L'Ilu Nishmas with Anshel Osher Ben Rav Yosef Oliver Sholom.
Opportunity. And Dudi first, we were in Yeshiva together in Shai Torah many years ago. I want to discuss today a few elements, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. I'll speak up, yeah? A few. And the elements of Kriya Shema. Everyone knows, Baruch Hashem, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema twice daily, morning and evening. And it says in the Pasuk, "Rishon b'chol kumecha." And, you know, we're used to it. Baruch Hashem, we grow up, we say Kriya Shema, it seems a very basic mitzvah. It's not very complicated. You know, you read the parasha, you say Shema, and that's it. So I just want to put a few simple questions that could arise, some in the midst of Kriya Shema, and then we'll just try and discuss the sugya, and then just see, bring it to halacha lemaaseh. So the first situation is, if a person said Shema, and unfortunately it happens, you know, he's spaced out. Yes. He said, he's spaced out. And he had in mind beforehand, to Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, Doraisa, before he decided, you know, before he started the mitzvah, he knew that. And he's spaced out, he said everything perfect. Is there a problem? He had in mind to do the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. He just didn't concentrate, he wasn't concentrating specifically on the words that he was saying. Number one. What if a person... It was better than that. He was more awake. He had his coffee before Shacharit, and he had in mind the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and he concentrated. He knew, you know, translation, but it was more of an intellectual thing. He just knows, yeah, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. He knows what it means. Hear, Israel. Yeah, God is God. Hashem is our God. Hashem is one. And he went through Kriya Shema like that. So you think that lechora that would be better than the previous situation. At least he was thinking what he was saying. He was concentrating on the words. Was there an issue with that? Could that also be an issue? Would you think a person that wasn't yoytzeh to the mitzvah? The chayra, you would think he'd be fine. He had in mind the mitzvah d'oraisa. He knew where he was yet. Now translating to what he was saying. The chayra, it should be fine. Like the hakdim and malucha. And the third situation is slightly different if it's towards the end of Sosman Kriya Shema, whichever one you hold of, Magen Avraham, they're gone. And the person's late for shul, and the last minute he needs to go to, and he's rushing out, wants to go out the door. So he said Shema, and he's saying Shema on the way to shul. And he had in mind, and he was concentrating, and he was Kabbalah's Omar Chushma, everything. He had everything in mind, the mitzvah, everything he had in mind, but he was saying on the way to shul. Is that a problem? Is that a problem, yes or no? So I just wanted to go briefly through the sugi and the time that we've got. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says in the beginning of the second perek of Brochas, it talks about Hakoyret b'Toyra v'Giyazman haMikra im kibin liboy yotso. A person was reading the Torah, was learning, was doing maybe Shnai Mikra, and there came the Zman haMikra. Rashi says it means it came to the time of Kriya Shema. Rashi says he was reading the parsha of Kriya Shema. He was reading that part of the Torah. He came up to it, Shema Yisrael, and he came to, he saw the Zman of Kriya Shema. Says the Mishnah, Im kiven liboy yotso. If he was mechaven, he put his mind to what he was doing, oh, this Kriya Shema, the Zman of Kriya Shema, then he's yotso to the mitzvah.
How much do you have to say? First paragraph or the whole thing?
We're going to explain. That's what we're trying to do. That's the sugi of it. Hey, good question. 100%. That's why I know I left it a bit vague. We have to get to that. So the Gemara, the Mishnah then discusses a different issue about when you can speak in between, Birkas Kriya Shema, etc. And then Rav Shuven Korcho, this point is, I just want to bring out, he asks, why is the order of the parishes in Kriya Shema in the order that they are, Shema, Vahavta, that goes together. In as far as the Torah is concerned, it's not the same. We're not following the order as it comes in the Torah. So why did Chazal put it in that order we're supposed to say it? So he explains, he says that Shema comes first. Why? Why does the Shema Yisrael come first? Because first you have to mekabel O Malchus Shemayim, which we're going to discuss what that means. And then he says, why Bahaim Shemoya? Because then you have to mekabel of all mitzvahs. And then you come to Vayoyma, which is mitzvah tzitzis, because mitzvah tzitzis is not noyeg, it's not noyeg belayla, and all the other mitzvahs referring to bein b'yom bein belayla, and henceforth we have the three orders over here. When it says over here, when it says Yayumim Shemoya, because it's not noyeg ve'ein noyeg bein belayla, Rashi points out on the Mishnah, the Mishnah b'tzitzis, when the Mishnah says the mitzvah in Bayom is not being Bayom, it's referring to be Pasha Titzis. You're right, it's Titzis Mitzvah.
The last possible.
So we see two things over here. First of all, we see that this idea of Kavona, says Kavona, which I'm leaving vague dafka, we're going to explain now, Mitzvah Hashem. You have to have Kavona. Yeah? If you want to be Mitzvah, you have to be Mitzvah, you have to have Kavona, you have to have intent. That's number one. And second of all, as Rav Bedil mentioned, we have this concept that Rav Shu ben Korcha says that the partial Shema, and the first line, and Vahavta, that's called Kabbalos O Malchus Shemaim, accepting upon the heavenly yoke, translated in English, which we also need to like, what is that supposed to mean? It's a nice English translation, but what is that supposed to mean to us? Accepting the heavenly yoke upon us. So the Ritva over here, it delineates three levels of kavana in any particular endeavor when a person comes to a mitzvah. And he says very clearly, he said, first of all, the basic is the person has the intention to do the maisa mitzvah. He has to have in mind to actually do the mitzvah. For example, the classic example of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, it was tkiya shofar. A person was cleaning out the shofar and he was blowing through just to clean out some dirt in the shofar and came out a beautiful tkiya. He had no intention of blowing the shofar. It aimed out, came out with a beautiful kosher tekiah. He had no intention of doing it. And that's what was called in Halacha, Bis Asik. He was involved, Loshen Oisik. Yeah, he was involved in doing something, and he just came out. That's the first thing. The person has the first thing basic, that he's intending to do whatever Maaseh Mitzvah, or the Mitzvah is speech-oriented, dependent, so he intends to do that Mitzvah. Fine. The second thing is that he has to have the intention that he's doing it to fulfill the Rotzen Hashem, which is what we call mitzvah trichas kavana. And we pass through the Shulchan Aruch that ideally we're supposed to say a person, before he does any mitzvah daraisa, has to have in mind, I am now fulfilling this to do the mitzvah daraisa, or whatever it is. And then he says there's a third level of kavana, which applies only to Kriya Shema. This is something, Kriya Shema is his own bracket. And I quote the Loshon that he says, Shiachavin liboy lechol teva v'teva, V'ayin v'inyan v'yovin oisoy v'zuhi b'kriya shema l'chud. It's a revision. It says you have to be mechavin every word, and he hasn't said that the person asked before how much, but you have to be mechavin every word, and you should be ma'ayin, you should look into the idea, the concept, you should understand it, and that's Mrs. Kriya Shema. Now that itself is a bit vague. It's there very good. We can understand to concentrate on every word, but what does it mean? You should look into the inyan, you should look into the subject matter and understand it. And he said that's only in Kriya Shema. And that's a kavanah that's being referred to over here when it says, it's not referring to not misasik, it's not referring to mitzvah srichas kavanah, that's poshut. It's an added kavanah that is part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The Rashba differs, says something else, and he said, and I quote, Aval kan, sorry, kavonas ha'inyun. Here you have to have kavonas ha'inyun. Again, the inyun, the word, you know, translate, the thing, the matter. You have to have kavonas ha'inyun. Kloima, shelo yahar hebe dvorim acherim. First one means, in terms of, you know, the negative. Don't be thinking about anything else. Your mind should be clear. Kedei shekabul ol malchus shamayim, bahaskomas halev. In order that you should mekabul ol malchus shamayim, bahaskomas halev. With literally translating means with your heart should agree with it. Again, that's also, you have to understand what that means. But he's added more now. This Indian, the Ayin B'Indian, he's saying, he's talking about Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, and to have it with Haskomas Halev. So you can see from here that the Rishonim hold, we've got this, it's not just concentrating on the words. Yeah, when we say Kavanah over here, there is, the Rishon Mitzvah says, yeah, you should, Yechavin, behold, Teva for Teva. You have to understand that, that's basic. But there's more. You have to also understand the concept, the underlying message, what Kriya Shema is. And the Rashba says, that's called Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemaim V'Aschomas Aleiv. That is the Inyan, that's the underlying message that's been conveyed over here in Mitzvah's Kriya Shema. So now we have to understand, what is that message? What does that mean? He says that accepting the heavenly yoke. If this is the Rishonim telling us, this is the Kavanah, and this is what's required in order to fulfill the Mitzvah, so therefore we have to understand, what does that mean? What's going on over here? And after in the mindset of what's being discussed. So before we go into the Rashba himself explains himself, I do want to bring a bit of the Gemara. We'll say in the time we've got time, Baruch Hashem. And there were three shittas the Gemara discusses up until which point this Kavona, what's your name you asked before? Is he asked at the back?
Graham.
Yeah, Graham asked, how far does this Kavanah have to go? So the Machlokes in the Gemara, Tanoim, how far it has to go? Some say it goes till Al-Lavavecho. Yeah, some should say just the first Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu Shem Echod, Baruch Shem, we'll see when it comes to Allah, Baruch Shem, Kavei Malchusoy. And some say the whole first paragraph. Some should be one Shitta, even the second paragraph. There's different Shittas how far this Kavanah has to go. Now, at the end of the day, the Gemara paskens, like Reb Meir, I just quote, the Gemara says, Ton Rabbonon, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, Ad Kan Tzricha Kavanah Salev Divi Reb Meir. That's where you have to have it. So this Kavanah Salev, the Gemara says already, this Kavanah Salev, which we're going to expound on in a minute, of Kabbalah's Omar Chushemayim, which is required for the fulfillment of the mitzvah, is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. Omar Rava, Halacha Kareb Meir. You can't get clearer than that. Halacha Kareb Meir, the Gemara says, straight out, that is the Halacha. For the first paragraph, for the first line, you have to have this Kavanah. There's another Gemara that also says, it discusses, Omar Nosu Bama Ukva, Omar Rav Yehuda, Allah Vavecha Ba'amida. You have to say Allah Vavecha standing up. And the Gemara says, what do you mean standing up? What's that supposed to mean? So the Gemara says, Eim ad Allah Vavecha Ba'amida. Until Allah Vavecha, a person should be standing still. And Rashi explains, what does it mean standing still? Because you know, the Maestri, you are allowed to walk. Basil say, Belech Lecha B'derech, a person is allowed to say Kriya Shema L'Chora when he's involved in what he's doing. Rashi says, over here, Moedim Eim, even Basil should Tzorech La'amoed B'mokum Echod, Adam Mikra Zeh, the fish ad kan mitzvahs kavona. Rashi says this man dom is paskening. You have to have kavona to al levavecho, and therefore you have to be standing still and not be doing anything until you've got to that point.
Do you differentiate the krishma at night and krishma in shul? Do you differentiate?
We're talking about now the mitzvah asei d'oraisa, meaning when you're saying in the morning, not alamito. No. You may at night you mean alamito.
Yes.
No. We're talking about the in shul. In shachris of ma'ariv. The mitzvah d'oraisa.
So walking to shul, then you can't say the shul.
Lichayra, according to this, because it says it's a problem in kavanah. You need kavanah, and even though we say lichayra, but we said person, he's got kavanah. Says over here, you need to have this kavanah. So this man says Allah vavecho. Next man says the first parak lichayra we paskin that it should only be. You only need that Rav Meir, the first line, so similarly to, you can't do anything, you can't be walking around when you say the first line of Kriya Shema. That's how Tosafot points out. So now I wanted to just go through very briefly the Lashon of the Rashba in Tshuvas, in Chelek Hei Siman Nun Hei. This is a very famous Rashba. Rav Shlomo Brevder Zatzal, his your site, it was on Shabbos. He used to bring, he brings in his farm, he used to bring this Rashba a lot, this Rashba. And the Rashba asks, and he goes through, he's going to help us understand this Arishim from hundreds of years ago. He goes through, the Tshuva is to explain the Inyan of Parshas Kriya Shema, which we want to know. We saw the Ritzvah says, Ya'ayin b'Inyan, he says, you have Kavon in the Inyan, what's the Inyan? What are we talking about over here? Kabbalah's Amal Chashamayim, what does it entail? So, He says, you know, we're not going to get involved in Kabbalah, that's his Hadoma. There's tremendous Soidus, obviously, in Kabbalah and Kriya Shema, we have no idea. Should I am Derech Hashem in Chelek Dalet, he discusses it over there, even without, what, just from the Ramazim over there, you can see there's tremendous things going on in Kriya Shema. He says, the Pshat, I want to understand the Pshat, yeah, the translation, and to know what is being, what's the message of Kriya Shema. So first of all, he says that the... I read, he says, Kulanu chayov nikrei says a parsha, loyle kavonus kriya bilvad, kekoyim achami a parsha v'shiva Torah. Not sitting there, chavosa kriya bilvad. First of all, it's clear, mitzvah kriya shema is not just to read it, it's clear already before we've learned, that we're not reading it just to, you know, like you read any parsha, you know, parsha zocha, whatever it is, or any things, you have parsha, you have to read, the bit'ik is reading it. It says, no. Rak lechavin da'atenu ledas, shu echod yis'aleh, v'shu elokeinu. He says we have to have in mind to realize the achdus. We have to think there's one God, there's one creator, there's Rabbeinu Shem who created the world. Elokeinu, Elokeinu means, and we know, as the Shulchan Aruch says, that he's the all-powerful, almighty, he's in control of everything that goes on in the world, and he's Elokeinu, he's Mashkiach on us. Yeah, divine providence, Hashkoch HaPratis on us. And that we also, he said, this is included in this, that we are obligated to be willing to give up our lives and all our desires for our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And everybody have, that we know, b'chol abav, b'chol nafshach, b'chol me'odecho. Right? We say in the first paragraph, that we'd be willing to give up whatever it is, whether it happens to be money, in order to mekayem the mitzvahs and to do rosh hashanah Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he says, v'shinyei goymrim u'maskim imaskom ha'muchletes pekach. And it has to be, it can't be lip service. It says, Loi bakimus fosayim bilvad. It can't be that we, even that is just an intellectual idea. Hashem is one, Hashem is our, Bein Shalem is Mashkiach, Hashkoch HaProtis, the Eschal Bo'enesh, and we're willing, we belong to Him. If He's a creator, we are the creations, we belong to Him. And everything how He belongs to Him, we need to give that all up for the Bein Shalem. He says, you have to, as best as we can, to feel it. To mean it, not just lip service. Person has to try and connect to it. Every person on his level, we have to at least try. Yeah, Rahman al Liberboy, Hashem wants us to try. That's what he wants us to do. And he says, he goes on, he explains, and it shouldn't be something that we don't want to do, that we're like nervous, like a person's forced to. You know, you're Jewish, so you have to do it. You have to willing to give up your life and Mitzvus Nefesh and this and that. Like they say to Moshe Feinstein, yeah? They say, you know, there's Shver to Zayin Yid. No, it shouldn't be like that. It should be with Ba'avah, should you want to do it, you realize the Bnei Shalom, and we have a cheshek, we want to be able to do it. That's what he says. And he says that we see in the word Shema, this, the Shema, he says, has three understandings. Shema means to listen to what you're saying, yeah? It means to understand, and also to accept. Unkulis, in many places in the Torah, says Shema, Loshon of Kabbalah, you're willing to accept. So that's what we're starting off. Shema Yisrael, listen to what we're saying here, understand what we're saying. If we just said the Rashba says, to realize we're saying now the Achdus of Hashem, there's one Hashem, and He's in control of the world, Schavo Enesh, and everything that it entails. And Shema means accept it. Try and plug in emotionally into this point. That's what he says. And he goes on, and he says that because of that, he says that he feels that the halacha is not, even though the Gemara says, halacha kreb meir, the Rashba says, I feel that the halacha is, you have to have this kavana till alav avecha. Not just the first time Shema, till alav avecha. Why? He says, ki bilti goma kavana salev askamosoi, lo yitochin amita se'inyum. If a person is not willing to try and connect emotionally to what he's saying, and then it's not been used to the mitzvah. Therefore, he says, we have to understand what we're doing, we want it. Therefore, the halacha, he says, is to alav avecha. It should be to alav avecha. And if you look in some siddurim, and then in the Sfadi siddurim is like that, when it says, Asher anochi mitzavecha hayoim, it says you should wait for a second, and then say alav avecha. It should be a gap. When you're reading Kriya Shema, Asher anochi mitzavecha hayoim alav avecha. You should say, Asher anochi mitzavecha hayoim alav avecha. And one understanding with the Rashba is, you said, "V'avdat Hashem," said Shema Yisrael, "V'avdat Hashem v'chol 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 v'chulei v'chulei," Hashem in the Sabbath Hayoyim, and all this that we said should be Allah v'vecho. It should be al levavecha. That's what the Rashbo says. It should be on your heart. It should be in your heart. And that is a mitzvah. That's what the Rashbo says. So, if we come now to try and, you know, bring it down to the halacha, now we've seen what we've seen. We're looking at the Mishnah Berurah here in Siman Samach Gimel. Siman Samach Gimel in Hilchos Krishma. We'll read Shulchan Aruch, and we'll try and answer the scenarios that we put forward at the beginning. Yeah, it says Samach Gimel Sif Dalud. Shulchan Aruch. Ika Hakavona Hu Beposuk Rishon. And we know what the Kavona means. We just explained. Ika Kavona Beposuk Rishon. Hilchach Im Kora. If he read the first line, and Mishnah Berurah says it means Baruch Shem as well, he's not been yotze the mitzvah and he has to go back. And Roy Poskim hold, we mean the Doraisa. The Bialocha does bring the Prima Godim, that is Mistapik. Maybe this the fact you have to go back is Drabonon. Halacha lemaisa, you have to go back. Where's the Rabbanon and Doraisa? It's irrelevant. And many poskim hold that it means chayvosay Doraisa. You've not been yotze Krishma, the mitzvah of Krishma, without the fact you have to go back. But fil the man da'omah mitzvahs einon sriches kavona moide hocha. And even the man da'omah it says that you do not have to think before every mitzvah Doraisa, I am doing this now in order to mekayem the mitzvah of a kodesh baruch hu. Here he said you do have to. And we understand why, because that was the Ritzvah said. This is a third kavona, which is specific to Krishma. It's irrelevant whether you had in mind what Hashem wants or doesn't want. The point is, you have to have in mind to do to what's being discussed over here. So the first question we asked, we said, right, the person had in mind to do the mitzvah, but he spaced out. He had in mind to do the mitzvah of Krishma, but he spaced out. He didn't think what he was doing. So Nechorah pronounced Poshri is not Yetzer. The end of Mishnah Berurah says, in Sifkon Tez Zayin, the Af Alpi, She'im Iskavah not yet. He said, Af Alpi, She'im Iskavah not says B'day HaMitzvah, even if a person didn't have in mind before he said the Mitzvah, to be Yetzer the Mitzvah, I'll call upon him Torah Kavona Salev, the Posek Arishon. But you have to have this Kavona Salev, and he says, K'day She'kavol Ol Malchus Shemayim. So he wasn't Yetzer. He's a big tzaddik. He had in mind Mitzvah Krishma and spaced out. He's not been yotzer. Finished. The second question we asked, we said he has in mind and he knows the mitzvah and he knows what he's doing. Shema Yisroel, he knows the translation, he understands. He understood what he was saying. Said the Chor, very good. He was yotzer, yeah? So the Mishnah Berurah, then in Sifkat Yud Aleph, he says, when he says the Pasuk Rishon, he says, Baruch Shem Kori Malchuso is included. Where's he gone? Sorry, you're dullard. A minute. Yeah, so you're Gimel. He says, I feel him coming to his likrois, niskaven the kind of creas, the mitzvah said Krishna, even if the person had in mind to the kind of mitzvah, and he called Mokum, Kosh be emtze, poma libo, the dvorim acherim, if in the middle of the first line his mind wandered. Yeah? That's the words of the Rashbo. He was not makabel ol malchus shemayim b'haskoma salev. So you see over here that we said, he understood it, but he wasn't really trying to connect to the message being conveyed. Seems to be from the Mishnah Berurah, you're also not Yaitza. Again, there's Dargas, Rabbi Akiva, the Dargas of the big Tanoim and all the Gedolim of the Kavanas they had in Krishma. But this seems to be the basic understanding of the mitzvah, not just a translation, not just you're doing the mitzvah Doraisa, that you realize you're accepting the yoke of heaven means you realize the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and you're willing to, as much as you can, to give up for the Rabbeinu, everything for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's what he says. And the last question that we said about a person, he has in mind, and he's got kavona, he's doing everything. Grace of Tzaddik, and he's got in mind Omachu Shemaim, and he's concentrating on it. He really means, he's thinking about what it means and the messages, etc. But he's walking out the door. It says, Mechava, Hay Mahalach B'derech, V'rot Talikro Is Krishma, Sorich Lamay the Posuk Rishon. Posuk Rishon, he said, is another place, you have to stop. You have to stop. Even with all the minds, it seems, it could be from the Tosfos over there, the point is, however much a person wants to concentrate, when you're walking or doing, even if you're just walking, it's not the same. And you need, you see over here how important it is. It's part of the intrinsic part of the mitzvah. So you have to be able to do it.
Isn't there a minimum kavod that implies when you, if you come to shul, what you come for?
No, you're right. That's a chai odom that Mishnah Berurah brings in Siman Samuch. And that's referring to mitzvah shlichus kavona. That the second kavon, no, that's the second kavon of the mitzvah that we said you have to have in mind before you do the mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah Hashem.
Why you came?
You're right. Why did you come? We said the Mishnah Berurah says clearly over here, even if you had that in mind, you have to have this third level.
You're right.
If you had in mind, you got so involved after you heard this shir, you got so involved in the Inyan and the Om Malchus Shemayim that you forgot to be chavin mitzvah shlichus kavon. You're doing mitzvah daraisa. So then you're okay. You came to shul. You could rely on the chay adam that you came to shul. So that's okay. So it's better to do that than the other way. You had in mind to do the mitzvah and then not concentrate on what you're saying. That's worse. It's better to come in. Don't think about you doing the mitzvah daraisa. But you concentrate on what it's saying. That's how it comes out. So therefore we have to stop. So therefore the person shouldn't be doing that. Pardon?
Well, you're still not doing the mitzvah. You come to shul and you've shown your intent.
Right.
You're not doing the mitzvah.
If you didn't have the right, the extra intention of a Kabbalah, yeah, that's what it says over here. So I said just to finish off.
So if you repeat in order to be Yotzer, you just say Shema and Bol Shem.
Yeah, no, oh, you're right, good point, thank you very much. I didn't read that. Mr. Brewer brings down, Shkoy for mentioning it. Yeah. He says when you have to say Chayzer B'Koyra, he says you repeat Baruch Shem, and you have to go back. You have to go over Kriya Shema again. Eventually, Mr. Brewer says you have to say it quietly. Because there's a problem. If you say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad, then immediately again Shema Yisrael, the Gemara says Chas V'Shalom is Ki'ilu. There's two deities. You're saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, and Shema Yisrael again, Chas V'Shalom. If you didn't mechaven, if you realize you're mechaven, you have to go back. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. You have to say it quietly. And there's details which you can see in Mishnah Berurah. See when you see quite a new dalit, he says, and what happens if a person is in the middle of creation and he realizes, oh, I didn't mechaven in Shema. So now what? You just say Shema Yisrael Baruch Hashem quickly and carry on? You can't do that because that's Koyer Mafreya. You have to read Kriya Shema in order. So therefore he says that you have to explain to me in different scenarios, have a look inside how to deal with the situation. Go back to Shema, first paragraph, carry on. Fine. So just to finish off, just to recap over here. We have these three scenarios, right? And Tehor we've answered now, yeah? These three levels of Kavonim is Asik. Mitzvah Shlichus Kavon, this third level of the Mitzvah Seder Ha'aretz with Kriya Shema, and you can see how important it is that you see. It's not just Musa, nice ideas. The Rashbol says in the Tshuva, you know, that's the essence of the Mitzvah, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah says he brings it Loshon Haskama Saleh. We have to try and apply ourselves to this. So I just want to give you for further reading. I said if you're looking in Derech Hashem, Chelik Dalad, I mean, talk about Mitzvah Kriya Shema. You get such a cheshit, if you want to say Kriya Shema, you want to say it on the spot. What he says over there is unbelievable. What he says a person achieves, every single one of us here sitting in this room, and he's saying Kriya Shema, when a person achieves in this world, in Tikkunim that he's doing in the upper realms, what is being done when he says Kriya Shema, it's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. It's mind-blowing. And secondly, if you look in the Rambam, in the end of this week's Parsha, Parsha's Boy, if you look over there, he discusses these inyonim we're discussing here, the whole basic fundamentals of Yiddishkeit, yeah, the Achdus, the existence of Hashem, Tzchav Oinesh, Bechulei. He discusses it in context of Yitzias Mitzrayim and the ideas, the whole concept of basically Kabbalah's Omar Hashemayim, the tenets of our faith. He discusses over there how Yitzias Mitzrayim is so fundamental and tied in everything we're saying over here.